Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on a Monday, May 7th, 2018. And I'm so glad you could join us today, wherever you may be accessing the show from, and whatever device you may be using. To start off with, I want to apologize for that we had a glitch happen on Wednesday night's show that ended the show prematurely. And I really want to apologize for that. I'm sorry about that. We have since got that resolved. So, plan to have a good show tonight. And we're going to be pretty busy tonight. There's quite a bit of stuff I want to get to tonight. We're going to read some again on in Numbers on God and His children. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of 12, talking about faith and how we are witnesses. And then I'm going to talk based on what we read. I'm going to exhort a bit on what God has put in my heart. We got some sports to talk about tonight. Want to give you an update on what happened in the Tigers Royals series down in Kansas City this weekend and how that series went and what's next for the Tigers as they start another series down in the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, to take on those Texas Rangers. So I'll be talking about that a little bit tonight. We have a little bit of Pistons news, as well as some series updates on NBA playoffs, as well as a couple series updates on the NHL playoffs. And so, before I do that, I want to tell you guys really cool. Preacher Man did something for me that is so amazing. Dr. Barclay wrote a book last year entitled God Possessed. And Preacher Man did something for me that I didn't even ask him to do. I'm so glad he did it, though. He put on a jump drive type thing, the whole book, and he read it aloud. I still got quite a bit more to get to, but I've read all of the first 9 chapters of that book. And it's talking about Dr. Barclay's past. And it's talked about, and it's been talking about how Dr. Barclay is now God-possessed. Now, I still got a lot of that book to go, but I'd highly encourage you to go to marktbarclay.com and order that book. I urge you to read that book. And it's good to hear about people's testimonies. It's awesome. So I would encourage you to read it. Read that book. And so it's an amazing thing. If God can use a former alcoholic, a former nicotine addict, like Dr. Barclay, he can use anyone. And I know people may say, your pastor, Dr. Barclay, I love how he's such a military man. And I'd be like, yeah. And like, let me tell you something very honest, folks. Yes, Dr. Buckley wanted to serve his country, but there was another reason he got in. He got in the military, but he didn't tell. I don't think he wrote this on the paperwork. I hope he didn't. He had anger in him, something very fierce. And he wanted a way that he could legally kill, no, excuse me, so that he could legally shoot at and stab at enemies. And so I figured, hey, the Marines is that place where I can do that. So into the Marines he went. First he was gone, and then he was gone to Vietnam two different tours. One for 11 months, the other for 10. And it was in Vietnam that he found Jesus. And then took him a long time for him to become free from certain things. You know, ever since the 70s, he has not smoked a cigarette. He has not lost his temper. He has not drank a sip of alcohol. He has not used one word of foul language. And he has been totally a Christian, totally submitted to God, and being a general in the army of God. And so I highly encourage you to buy that book, God Possessed. It's an amazing book. When you read it, it'll either bring you to tears or it'll just make you realize. Because he's got all kinds of stories in there. He used to be dirt poor. Dirt poor. Now he's not. He's not the richest person on the face of the earth either, though. But no more poverty. Oh, and by the way, before I go any further, let's give you a little point that Dr. Bach, that was in that book, that poverty is a mentality. It's not just another word for low income. It is a thought process. It is a mentality. And there's rich people even that might sometimes can have that mentality. And it's terrible. It's a terrible mentality to have, and you've got to get rid of it if you have it. And God possessed, you can find the information on live at marktbarclay.com. You might be able to get it on Amazon. I'm not sure yet. But by all means, please go give it a look. And so, and if you're listening, Preacher Man, I'm so great. I'm so thankful to you that you did that book for me. The reading the book out loud, that was a tremendous blessing. I didn't ask you to do that, but you did it. And I'm so grateful that you did it. I'm so grateful that you're in my life, that you're helping me do this. Folks, in case you can't tell, I am here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, here in Midland, across from a Kmart store, and then I'm directly in between a Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office and an Admiral / Marathon gas station. And I'm here at McDonald's, sitting here in a booth, charging my phone, bringing you the Word of God. Hallelujah. And just, we're hanging out together here on the show. And I wanted to tell you and give you a friendly reminder, a PSA, public services announcement, that Coca-Cola is the best soft drink in the history of the world. Dr. Pepper cannot compete. Dr. Pepper cannot compete. Pepsi, the other super big cola, cannot compete. Not Mountain Dew. I like the taste of Mountain Dew. It's pretty good. It's sweeter than Coke, but lacks some of the combination. But Mountain Dew doesn't compare. Not Sprite. Sprite's good, but it doesn't even compare to Coke. The Orange Pops don't compare either. Verner's, Squirt, those type of drinks, they don't either. The Coca-Cola family of colas. So, your choice of regular, diet, or zero. Regular Coke, you know, the classic Coke. Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, all the best. That is the soda, my friend. If you're going to drink a soda, that's what, in my opinion, you should be drinking. Wait a minute. Scratch the my opinion part. It is the best soft drink you can drink. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what fun the living is. I think that's how the old Coca-Cola commercial from many, many, many years ago, before I was even born, I believe that's how it went. One of you can correct me tonight. You want to call in and talk, or I'll do my research and find out how that commercial really goes, because I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Because I tell you, me and a Coca-Cola go hand in hand. I'll do me and McDonald's. And McDonald's and Coke go hand in hand. And today was, in fact, I should say is, a McMonday. McDonald's Monday, that's when I eat some food here at McDonald's. And I tell you what I got. And I hadn't done this one in 3 weeks, and I kind of missed it, so I decided that sort of it's what I would get this week. It's one of my favorite sandwiches at McDonald's. I'm talking about the McChicken. One of the sandwiches on the $1, $2, $3 menu. The $1, $2, $3 value meal at McDonald's. And you can get yourself a McChicken for just a dollar. A crispy chicken filet on a warm bun with mayo and lettuce. And you got yourself a good old classic chicken sandwich. We have it for just a buck today. Participation may vary, tax extra. Also, I got a side of America's favorite fries, the large order this time. Ooh, let me tell you, I got salt marks on my lips from it today. And when I have those, that means the fries were extra good, provided they're hot. And today they were. You know, when I was a teenager, something like that, I used to kind of think, as long as they're well salted, the fries are good. Well, later I found out that they got to be hot too. And the hotter they are, the better they can contain their saltiness. And that nice crispiness that you want when you bite into one of those things. And so, yes, I did get me aside a large order of America's favorite fries and America's favorite Coca-Cola, the large Coke with no ice in it. Now, you can choose how you want your Coke, but you can do what best works out for you as far as the ice content. Some people like a lot of ice. Some people like just a regular amount of ice they'll give you. Some want just a little bit of ice, just enough to make it a little bit colder. And then others, they're like me, they want no ice. And that's how I choose to get it. It helps keep it sweeter and fresher for longer, I find. And so that's how I like it. But so McDonald's says, bah, 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 I'm loving it. And if you're just joining us and are wondering what the plan's looking like for tonight, for the show, we're going to read some more on Numbers, God speaking to his children, and then we're going to read some on faith in Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12, and then we're going to talk, exhort about what I'm reading. then we're going to go into our sports for tonight. And we got a lot of sports stuff to get to tonight. We have some Tigers update based on how they did on their last series. We have Pistons update as they got they have parted ways with their coach, as well as NBA playoff series standings. We also have some NHL playoff series standings. So, quite a bit going on in the world of sports. And so, that's the plan for tonight, folks. And so, before we get into any of that, and then pray before we do that, I'm just going to give you the quicker intro, and this is the how to listen to the show and the call in and the rules regarding that. As let me tell you what time it is, folks. Okay. 6:51, so I guess we're not doing too bad. But nonetheless, I'm going to get into the how-to. So, those of you who are veterans, you can bear with me. You bear with me for the just the next few quick minutes. Now, for those of you who have friends or family members that are interested into this great show, you can interact. You can come on and listen to the show. And if you got friends and family members who are interested, here's what you tell them about how they can be a part of this great show. Well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. Amen? And then you will see a search bar. And in the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. And then, after you type that in, there'll be a link that you can go to, click on. And this link is the link to our channel. As we've done nearly 140 episodes together, me and Preacher Man, well, the last couple months, it's been just me, but praise God, me and Preacher Man are a team. And come on, we've done about 140 episodes together, and it's been awesome. I love doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it. And it's just been fantastic. So, there is a follow button that you can hit when you get on the link. And here's what this follow button does. It makes it so that you can be notified every time we're getting ready to do a show. So, for example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do another show. And then Wednesday at 6:30, we're going to do another show here at this McDonald's. And you can receive notifications when we're getting ready to go live on the air so that you can get ready to be a part of the show. and you can be a part of what we're doing. And part of that goal is to change the world through faith and radio. We want to change the world through faith and radio. Faith is a lot of what we talk about, you know, on the program, and then radio is the medium we're using. What? Yep, he can come through. Hang on, folks. Folks, we got a caller coming in, so we're going to let him on board to talk.
Hello.
Hey, Preacher Man.
How you doing, Miracle Man?
I'm doing really good, honestly. Thanks for asking.
I'm interested. I missed the beginning of the show. Did you already talk about how your day went?
I talked more about that book. I was talking about the book thing, and I was, I thank you on there earlier for doing the book.
Oh,
the
I love you, man.
For reading. Yep,
I'm
and
glad
I was
to help.
Telling people, and I was telling people that they should go read the book for themselves. And I did give a few little snippets about Dr. Barclay and about how he was delivered from certain things, about how he was delivered from, you know, his old language, delivered from alcohol, delivered from smoking, and how he was delivered from anger. And I kind of talked about that. And I was just in the middle of doing kind of the how to be a part. And
that's good, man. I'm just a part
and
tonight. I'm here and glad to be a part. And I'll just be sitting on the sideline. If you want to talk to me, you can. If not, I'm just listening, man. I love you. Proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, folks, here we say something every show, and we mean it. It is always a smart thing to listen to this program, to follow this program on your smart device. You use your smartphone, your iPad, your laptop, for your work, your job, and everything else. Why not use it for something that can help save your life and save your soul? And that is this program. As we talk about faith. We talk about having trust in God. We talk about testimony. We do. We do. I just spent some time earlier in the show talking about the testimony of Brother Barclay. And they can make it seem like, oh, it's just an autobiography. No, it's not. It's the testimony of what God's done for him. And I'm so grateful for what God did in him. And guess what? I know there's a River Shukla out there. No, I didn't go through the same stuff Mark T. Barclay did, but you know, I'm sure there are, by the way, some Mark Barclays out there. Lots of them are on that same road that Dr. Barclay used to be. And they're looking for freedom and deliverance and hope. And let me tell you something. We're not Bible-something bullies. We're people who love and care about your soul. And we know that salvation is the greatest testimony, the greatest miracle of all. It is. Being saved, yes, healing miracles are great. You know, financial miracles are great and all that. But the greatest miracle of all is your soul. It's your soul. And knowing that as if you continue to live for Jesus, that you will have changed your destiny from hell-bound to heaven-bound. That's the ultimate goal, is to make heaven. Praise God and live for God. And so, with that, we have a telephone number where you can call in and be a part of the show. And we can talk tonight about generally whatever you want to talk about. Now, we do have a couple quick friendly reminders. But we'll get to these after I give the telephone number. So the telephone number that you can come on and talk to me and let me know what you think about how the show is. What am I doing great at? What can I do better at? Just let me know. I'm always open to your feedback. Always, 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 always. So, call in. Let's talk. And the telephone number that you can call in and talk to me, we can pray, you can give your testimony, we can talk about sports. Generally, whatever. And the telephone number that you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. And then you remember to listen for the prompt. And then when prompted to do so, please press 1. And then you can go through the call screener. And then my assistant, Josh, over there, is going to let you on and you can talk to me about generally whatever you want to talk about. But we have two different rules. Rule number one, this show is not a political talk show. I will say one quick thing, however. I was so proud of our president, what he said on the National Day of Prayer, and where he said very boldly and very honestly that government is not God. God is God. And he said that nothing is more powerful than God. Not even the government. God is the most powerful. And I'm so glad that our president, Trump, said that. And felt good to hear a president say something like that. Now, that's the last political word you're going to hear on the show tonight. But if you want to call in and you want to talk politics, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you to vote, to pray for your leaders, as the Bible tells us to do, you know, pray for those who have authority over you. and then I'm going to tell you to vote, as midterms are going to be coming up in November. And in most places, you're going to have primaries first. Some places may have primaries tomorrow, and other places they might have them maybe in August, like we do in Michigan. And so, please go vote and be a part of the process. And get your voice heard and vote godly. Rule two. This show is a family show, so we ask you to keep your whatever you want to talk about in your discussion, your comments, appropriate for all ages. Now, we're not politically correct, but we want to be mindful that there's people of all different age groups, you know, listening to us. And also keep in mind that we're Christians. I'm a Christian. Preacher Man is a Christian. And we want to please God with the show. We want God to be proud of it. So, generally what we say is, if you wouldn't say certain things, you know, to God, then please don't say it on this program. We can talk sports and stuff like that, but don't come on here and defame God, profane God, be disrespectful to God. So, if we can keep the show clean, and if we can just keep everything clean, then we can have a great show. We can take some phone calls, and we can have it be very fruitful. If you want to ask about a Bible verse or something like that, by all means, call in. I'll be able to help you. If I can't, I can get Preacher Man to come back on, and he can help. We really do want to help you. So before I get into prayer and open the Bible for tonight, I will give the number one more time. That telephone number that you can call into the show and be a part is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, the telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and then you press 1. And my assistant, Josh, over there will gladly answer the phone. He'll let me know that someone wants to come on, and I'll let him on and talk. And, folks, now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for your holy word, Lord God, for the things you've said unto us, everything you've wrote, and that's been written by the epistles, by the prophets, and by all the others, Lord God, and writing all these books in the Bible. Thank you, Lord God, for the book. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. You speak through us tonight, Lord God. I thank you that you bless me, Lord God, as I spend the next little while talking about you, reading your word, and then as I take out few minutes to exhort on what I read. And then I ask you to anoint my lips. I ask you to help the listeners to receive, Lord God, tonight. Let them receive what you would have for them tonight, Lord. And that they would have a heart to listen. Now, Lord, I confess right now that this show has an increase in listenership, big increases in listenership. Thank you that finances come into the show to fund the show. I thank you, God, that sponsors come on this show. And I thank you, Lord God, that new equipment comes to the show so that the show can be as great as you have intended it to be. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of Numbers. Let me see, 14 or 15. Let's see if it's 14. I think it might be. Just taking a look. Nope, it's not 14. We're going to go to Numbers 15. Glory to God, Numbers 15. And this is just after the Israelites were told that because they rebelled against God, that they could not go and take part in the promised land. Yes. What? But sorry, that was just my assistant over there asking me. Sorry about that. But we're going to read about some offerings. So let's go to Numbers chapter 15. Numbers 15. Now I will read, you just catch up. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, after you enter the land I am giving you as a home, and you present to the Lord offerings made by fire from the herd or the flock as an aroma pleasing to the Lord, whether burnt offerings or sacrifices, for special vows, or freewill offerings, or festival offerings, then the one who brings his offering shall present to the Lord a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil. And with each lamb, for the burnt offering, for the sacrifice, prepare a quarter of a hin of wine as a drink offering. With a ram, prepare a grain offering of two tenths of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with a third of a hin of oil, and a third of a hin of wine as a drink offering, offer it as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. When you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or sacrifice for a special vow or a fellowship offering to the Lord, bring with the bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah and fine flour mixed with half a hin of oil. Also, bring half a hin of wine as a drink offering, and it will be an offering made by fire, excuse me, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Each bull or ram, each lamb or young goat is to be prepared in this manner. Do this for each one for as many as you prepare. Everyone who is native born must do these things in this way when he brings an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. For the generations to come, whenever an alien or anyone else living along you presents an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord, he must do exactly as you do. The community is to have the same rules for you and for the alien living among you. This is a living ordinance for the generations to come. You and the alien shall be the same before the Lord. The same laws and regulations will apply both to you and to the alien living among you. And the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land which I am speaking to you, in which I am taking you, and you eat the food of the land, present a portion as an offering to the Lord. Present a cake from the first of your ground meal and present it as an offering of the threshing floor. And throughout the generations to come, you are to give this offering to the Lord from the first of your ground meal. Verse 22. Now, if you unintentionally fail to keep any of these commands the Lord gave to Moses, any of the Lord's commands to you, through him from the day the Lord gave them, and continuing through the generations to come, and if his tassels to look at you so that you will, excuse me, is done unintentionally without the community being aware of it, then the whole community is to offer a young bull and a burnt offering as an aroma pleasing to the Lord, along with its prescribed grain offering and drink offering and a male goat for sin offering. And the priest is to make atonement for the whole Israelite community, and they will be forgiven. For it was not intentional, and they have brought to the Lord for their wrong an offering made by fire and a sin offering. And the whole Israelite community and the aliens living among them will be forgiven because all the people were involved in the unintentional wrong. But if one person sins, but if just one person sins unintentionally, he must bring a year-old female goat for a sin offering. The priest is to make atonement before the Lord for the one who offered by sinning unintentionally, and when atonement has been made for him, he will be forgiven. One of the same law applies to everyone who sins unintentionally, whether he is a native-born Israelite or an alien. But anyone who sins defiantly, whether native-born or alien, he blasphemes the Lord, and that person must be cut off from his people because he has despised the Lord's word and has broken his commands. That person must surely be cut off. His guilt remains on him. While the Israelites were in the desert, a man was found gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and the whole assembly, and they kept him in custody because it was not clear what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must die. The whole assembly must stone him outside the camp." So the assembly took him outside the camp and stoned him to death as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corners of your garments with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them and not prostitute yourselves by going after the lusts of your own hearts and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all of my commands, and you will be consecrated by your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." All right, let's go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11.
I'm ready for some faith, man.
All righty, let's go. Hebrews 11, here we go. What? Okay. We're going to let him on. Let's let him on. Hello?
Hello? Are you talking to me?
That Josh was saying something about someone else wants to talk. And so
alrighty.
I was wondering. Hello?
Yes.
Hang on just a second.
Go ahead.
I was just waiting for that other person.
Are they there?
Because someone was. Hello? I'm there.
Yeah, this is the preacher man.
Yes, sir. What were you going to say?
Well, you know, well, when we read the Old Testament like that, we must always remember that the Old Testament is a type and a shadow of what is to come.
True.
And there are some people that want to get rid of the Old Testament, but you can't do that because it is a school teacher. It's a schoolmaster of what is going to come in the new. And, of course, you know, God gave us two laws in the New Testament, and that is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. And the Old Testament is an example of that to us. And I'm very proud of you, Miracle Man, for reading the Old Testament and just sticking at it, and then you jump right over into faith. That's awesome, man.
Let's get
some faith in us. You're welcome. I love you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go, folks. Hebrews 11. We're going to start at verse 1. By now, if you're not there, we're going to send you to a new convert class and children's church. Your choice. Okay, I'm just kidding. But we're going to do the same thing that I just said before we started last chapter. If you're not there yet, just catch up. So I'm going to read, you catch up. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Praise God. God commanded that the universe be formed so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offering, and by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. That is, even though Abel is dead. Not God. God is alive and well. My God is not dead. He's surely alive, and he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Now, there's a song about that, but I'm not going to sing it tonight. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm going to read all these verses, then going to exhort quick, and then I got good amount of sports to get to, along with a little bit of insight on some of the sports stuff. So, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. We always say, but with faith, it is possible to please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's diligently, all the time. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, In holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he was condemned. No, by his faith, he condemned the world. Excuse me. And by faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him by the same promise. For he was looking ahead to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Now verse 11. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, Sarah herself was barren and was unable to become a father. Abraham himself was barren and he was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Now all of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. And if they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a country, a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Enoch blessed Jacob and Esau. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their futures. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, and he gave instructions about his bones. And by faith, Moses, his parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. And by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies, and women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced years in flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn to. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. And the world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. All right. Okay, I was just checking time. I'm going to read the first two verses of Hebrews 12, and it reads like this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. 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 Now, Preacher Man said he loves like how I will read part of the Old Testament and then how I back it up and go into talking about the New Testament. And the Old Testament, people want to throw away the Old Testament because they feel like we're not under the Old Covenant anymore. Here's the problem with that, though. The problem with throwing away the Old Testament is that the Old Testament is a school for us. The Old Testament is a school for us to look at. And so the Old Testament is a school for us to look at. Hi, Mama.
Hey, you know what? I'm listening to you talk about faith, and I'm going, wow. Isn't faith doing the impossible? Isn't faith taking on the hugest impossible and bringing in contact and comfort? And River, you know, today your birthday, where the whole church of Living Word was so excited last night to hear that you started a new job today. And I have heard a report that you did amazing. To God be the glory. This is faith applied. This is the word of God to come to pass in your life. No pastor that you could ever do. And I mean, River. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. And I don't want to take up much time of your show, but I will tell you something. I am rejoicing and I am grateful. And it took so much courage to walk into an office you've never been to today, to face a job you've never done before. And by the grace of God, you can and you did the impossible by the power of Jesus Christ invested on the inside of you. I am so proud of you and your staff. And you should be proud of yourself, son. You should be so proud. I don't know anybody else that could have done what you've done today. Only by the grace of God. But by the grace of God, you will do it. You will do it. And you will make money. You will be prosperous. And God will just continue to get the glory for what you're doing in your life. You are the miracle man.
Now,
yeah.
Where I come from, that's worth a Yoda yell. Ow! Good job, brother.
Yodely.
I'm proud of you, River.
Thank you.
You are a miracle man.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. Well, thank you, River. Thank you. Thank you for facing your fear, but not submitting. Not submitting to it. That takes faith in Jesus Christ, not in River, and the God of River Shubala. So, again, I just have to say, wow. And then I'll say it backwards. Wow.
That wow, you can't speak wow backwards.
I just did.
No, but you can say it upside down, mom.
River, thank you for doing such an amazing job today. I'm off. I'm off the radio. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll see you soon, son. Thank you, staff, River. Love you. All right,
Mr.
Man, you're on.
All righty. But I was just
we're kind of taking over the show. Mom and the preacher man taking over the show, but only for a little
bit.
Oh, huh. Proud of you. Very proud
Thank
of you,
you so
Miracle
much.
Man. Keep up
Thank
the good
so
work,
much.
Buddy.
Okay. But now I was saying, folks, I was saying about the New Testament thing, the Old Testament and New Testament stuff. You can't throw out the Old Testament. You can't throw out the precursor to the New Testament. It was the precursor of what was to come. It's a school. It was to learn from. That's why God put it in there. And so, I thought I'd just say that real quick before I change gears. Now, folks, sports for tonight. This weekend, the Detroit Tigers took on the Kansas City Royals over in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. The Tigers lose the first two games. The second game, it was 0-0 until the eighth inning. Tigers come on, score two runs, top of the eighth, bottom of the eighth. Kansas City comes back, scores four. And then top of the ninth, the Tigers are basically struck out. And so Tigers lose 4-2. Saturday, Tigers score 3 runs in the first inning, and then no more. But that's enough to get them a win, as they win 3-2. Sunday, yesterday, the Tigers lose 4-1 to the Kansas City Royals. So they lost 3 of 4. Tonight, Detroit is in Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Arlington, Texas, to take on the Texas Rangers. Michael Fulmer is your pitcher for the Tigers, who is 1-2 with a 2.70 ERA. And then let's go to basketball. In basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a commanding 3-0 lead over the Toronto Raptors. The top seed in the East, Toronto Raptors, I should add. Now, the first game, Cleveland totally trounced on Toronto. The last two games have been pretty close. Toronto almost could have taken game 3, but and then came back from ways a way, long way down, but to no avail. They were able to, Cleveland was able to win, and I think they're going to sweep out the top seed. I do. Really think so. Game, and then Western Conference semis. I mean, in the other Eastern Conference, Boston has a 3-0 lead over Philadelphia 76ers. NBA. Houston has a 3-1 series lead over Utah. And then Golden State is on top of their opponent. It's tied 2-2. Also, in basketball news, in Pistons news, Stan Van Gundy is out as the Pistons head coach. The Pistons owner has decided that he wants a new coach in there, as they've had a couple disappointing seasons in a row where they could have done more than what they did based on the talent they had. And so they want to win more games. They want to do better with free agency and with the NBA lottery draft. So I think this is a step in the right direction as we can go back to winning in Detroit. So if we can win in terms of our downtown area, I want us to go back to winning the sports games in Detroit. And if you can win on sports games and get to where you're winning the play, you're going to playoffs, you're winning your city championships, that's what will get more people going down there. It will. It will, it will, it will. Now in hockey, the Winnipeg Jets have a 3-2 series lead on the Nashville Predators, the top seed Nashville Predators in the West. And with that, folks, I'm so glad you enjoyed listening to the show tonight. I hope that we will have helped you tonight. And, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Love you, man.
Thank you so much.